Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We'll be bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call us at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Bobby Allison, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a couple of quick updates. Our next webinar is coming up on Wednesday, June 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time by New York Times bestselling author Leslie Kane. And this webinar is entitled Surviving Death, A Journalist Investigates Evidence of the Afterlife. Leslie will share compelling evidence that supports survival of consciousness, as well as sharing her own experiences with connecting to spirit. And just a reminder, our sixth annual Grief Transformation Retreat is scheduled for the weekend of July 14th through the 16th. And we're back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. So we hope that you'll join us for a very healing weekend of both presentations and also mediumship. Everything is designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. Now, some of our mediums that will be at this event, you'll get to meet Joe Peretta, Rebecca Ann LoCicero, and Gina Simone. So go to our website for all of the details so that you don't miss out on this really meaningful experience. You'll find more information about this event and all of our upcoming events on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show now for this evening. Tonight, of course, is Mediums and Messages here on Signs of Life Radio. We're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few moments, and we look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Bobby Allison, and not only is she one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a remote viewer, and she's able to connect with master guides through automatic writing. Bobby comes from a long line of psychic mediums in her family, and she connects with spirits, guides, and angels. She's been featured on radio and television, and we're so happy to have her back with us tonight. Hi, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm great tonight. It's so nice to have you back with us. We always love having you here.
Thank you.
So we have a few minutes to chat before we go to our phone lines. And I always find it so fascinating how different mediums develop like different aspects of their abilities. And when I was just looking at your introduction here, maybe you could share with our listeners a little bit about remote viewing and if this is something that kind of comes into play often for you during your mediumship readings.
Well, yes, it does, actually, and it's pretty cool the way it happens. It's just, like, especially a lot on phone readings when I close my eyes and I just get, like, propelled to a place and I'll start describing where I am. And it's so cool because it'll usually be where they're at, where they were, or where the person passed. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's incredible because one time when I was working on a cold case, I did this whole scenario, and I was giving all the information, and then we went to the actual scene, which I did not know that I was going to be taken there physically, and when I got there, I experienced and saw everything that I just saw in the remote reviewing, and I just I just broke into tears because I was like, wow, I do this all the time, but I never really got to see the places physically with my own eyes as I do in my vision. So it's quite interesting.
That's very cool, actually, because, you know, a lot of people that do experience some level of remote viewing, they don't get the chance to ever visit, you know, those places, and they have to rely on feedback, you know, that comes in from others to kind of verify what they're getting. So, yeah, that's very cool.
It was a very, very, very wonderful experience, and I'll never forget it.
Wow. So for you, it's kind of a spontaneous thing then when that happens with you?
Yeah, it's not like I really ask for it. It's just if I sit down with the person, whether it whatever or whomever I'm reading, if it's actually, if it's with detectives or it's with, you know, just regular clients, I never know where they're going to take me. Sometimes the higher ascended guides will come through. Other times it'll be, you know, the people's loved ones, but they take me wherever they take me, and I just describe it. And it's almost, to me, it's just always been there. It's not something that I have to do special or I don't have to do like a meditation before.
It's just a natural ability for you.
Natural for me.
How cool is that? You know, just so that our listeners understand, because I've dabbled a little bit in this area as well, and I've done remote viewing, but just so they understand a little bit, you're sending your mind to other places. And your mind's eye is like kind of viewing that area. But there's also another aspect that most people are not aware of, and that's that you can also move forward and backward in time. How interesting is that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for me, I've kind of done it more like experiments and things like that. But, yeah, it's a very fascinating ability. And you also do automatic writing. So do you
do that
on a regular basis? Or?
Well, I guess, for me, I would have to say yes. It's not like somebody comes in as a client and says, okay, can you give me an automatic writing? But what will happen is my phone is always blowing up 24/7 as far as people asking me questions, who lost this, who emailed me for this question. And I've just, in answering them, and rather than call them back, I will sit there at the computer or at my phone, and then it'll just, if the guides feel like it's time for them to have an automatic writing or to give the information, it'll just go, and my fingers will just fly, or it'll just come through me. It's sort of like they just plug in, and there they are. And it's this whole different feeling when you're writing it with a pen, as you know. Mm-hmm. Your hand sort of just feels compelled to go fast, slow, slanted, this way. So it's pretty cool. But going back to the remote viewing, I just wanted to add one thing. Sometimes it feels like I'm in the corner of a room, and I'm just sitting at the corner up near the ceiling and just watching everything go like where I am and watching the home. A lot of times when I read clients, their loved ones will take me to the wake or the funeral, and I feel like I'm always up in the corner of the room just surveying the land, sort of. So that I wanted to just get that in, because I know you
answered it. Wow. You know, it's really funny that you mention it that way, because every time I go to a wake, I'm kind of drawn to the corners of the room up by the ceiling, and I feel like energy is there, and they're kind of watching what's going on, because, I mean, I don't know how other mediums feel about this, but I do believe that the departed do attend their own services, you know?
Oh, of course. I always see
them very much there.
Yeah. That's why I don't really like going to them, because the energy is so abundant with everybody's feelings.
It is. Yeah.
I am an empath as well. And I usually see the spirits standing at the end of the coffin, almost like, you know, like watching people come up and just experiencing that. So
It's interesting.
Cool.
We get a little bit of a different perspective on that when we're attending, you know, services like that. So, So, you know,
we pick up everybody's stuff. So.
No, I know. And we do.
Yeah.
But just so our listeners know, you know, there's just so many things under what I call the metaphysical umbrella. So we just talked about a couple of them. Very interesting, though. Yeah, very interesting.
Very interesting.
That you do that. Alrighty, so we're going to take a very short break, and when we come back, we'll speak more with Bobby Allison. We're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers, so don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Bobby Allison. Now, we're going to go to our phone lines. We've got all our lines, I think, are lit up, and for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, we really want to hear your voice. It's one of the ways that, you know, we mediums like to connect in, you know, to your energy and like to have a quick mini reading. Or if you have a question for us, we're happy to take your questions as well. Okay? So let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Kathy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for taking.
Did you want to have a mini reading?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Good, I'm well.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Bobby.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Did you want me to tune in for you? Did you have a specific question? But as long as you're not asking me to tune into an energy that you're looking for, because we don't choose that. They come to us. It's not somebody I conjure up.
No.
So,
yeah, just a connection would be fine.
Okay. So the first connection I have is now when I read, you have to only listen to the first initial of any name that I say. So right now the G and the J is really that's coming directly out from your energy. So who's John, Joe, or George? And I feel like I read like from side to side. Your left is your mom's side, the right is your dad's side. I feel like I want to just go directly behind you, which tells me that it's somebody that's it's a connection of somebody like a friend, a neighbor, or somebody that you work with. It's not exactly your family. I feel like it's a young fella. They keep showing me the word addiction, and it's definitely, oh, goodness. Okay, so there's two people now. I feel like there's somebody that passed with the addiction, and he's trying to get the message through to everybody that he's okay. And he was maybe between 20 and 25, maybe a little older, or unless he was a little on the immature side and he was a little older. But he keeps saying, please, he's like on his knees praying for you to get the message to everybody that he is okay.
Okay. I'm not recognized. Yeah. I'm not getting
the first name or the last name.
Oh, okay. So it's definitely not John. It could be John, Joe, or George, but you're not
100%
sure.
It's the G or the J.
Okay.
No, that's not the names. It's just the, when they give me the letters, when they give me the names, you just have to pay attention to the sound of the letter. G, J would be the same for me. That's how I read. I do see a mother figure that steps up for you, mother, grandmother, mother-in-law. It's a feeling. It's not like, hi, I'm her mother. It's the feeling I get. It's a mother figure or somebody you viewed like a mother. And I feel like somebody had either esophageal cancer or something in the upper chest. Well, the esophageal must have, it spread up. Or sometimes when I get the esophageal, it could be thyroid, throat. It's definitely something that got affected in the upper area. And I feel like there's a B connection as well, like Betty, like Bertha, like Barb. What happens also sometimes when you're reading on the radio, there may be other callers, and sometimes their people may come through on your reading. So it's called piggybacking.
Right, right.
Yeah,
so
it does happen.
That happens to all of us when we read. So we never know if it's for you or the next person. But I feel directly with you is this young fella who is standing right behind your energy begging to let you for you to pass the message to his family and friends. It could be like your cousin's friend's friend, something of this nature, but he's feverishly begging me, like, please, please, please. And I'm like, yeah, I'm telling her. So you may not know right this minute, but you need to remember so this way you can pass it through. The mother energy lets him through. She's like pushing him forward to let him give the message. So do you understand in the chest area the mother figure?
Well, my mother died, but not of cancer.
Okay. Was there something in the chest area? Lungs, breast,
mother died. She died of heart disease.
Okay. So I'm right here. But did something spread? Did she have any fluid in the lungs where the lungs are filled up with fluid?
Yes. She had congestive heart failure.
Congestive heart failure. Okay. Well, I want you to know that she's around, and there's also... She tells me she's with the dog. The dog doesn't talk to me, but there's an animal with her, either the small dog or the small cat. Don't know if it was hers, yours. She shows me an M.
Okay.
Who's the M?
Her name is Mary, my mom.
Okay, so just know that she's with you, and she steps up to let you know that she's okay. But she's really wanting to connect with this young guy. It's the craziest thing. Almost like a neighbor's friend, or it was a friend through the neighbor.
We had a neighbor, and I was very young, who was, he used to actually do drugs right in the garage next door to our house. So that's the only person that's coming to mind.
Okay,
I'm trying to remember
fine.
What his name was.
That's okay, because I think spirit, what they do is when they step forward, they will always provide you with the person that you need to connect with in order to give that message, if you're willing to do it. if you're willing to do it. But right. he's like he's thanking you so much. Thank you so much. Thanking your mother. There's also a grandfather on your dad's side that steps up, and I see a uniform as well. So either cop, fire, delivery, military, something of this nature, but it's definitely on dad's side. They pull me all the way to the other side of the family. But I also get, if you have a, if you're married or have a significant other, their information will come through on that side as well. So I would say it's on the male side of you. And I feel like, okay. Is there a Michael in the family? Mickey, Mark?
My cousin has a son named Michael.
They keep making me say this name over and over. They keep pronouncing it louder and louder in my head or speaking it in my head. So is there something going on in that family without you saying anything by giving it away, just by yes or no? Because they keep focusing on that name, and they keep showing me, is there a Billy or a William or a B or W connected to him, either by a first name or a last name?
Not that I know of, but I'm writing it down.
Yeah, write it down, because they keep bringing me over there, and I feel like there's something brewing in that family. They keep saying, and I say, well, what's the message? They keep saying that they're watching over that name, that fella, and they're telling me that everything's going to be okay with him. Going back to your mother, she said to tell you, are you wearing a piece of her jewelry right now, or do you have it, or did somebody make you something out of a piece of her jewelry? She's making me hold my necklace.
Yeah, well, I have her ring.
You have her ring. Are you wearing it right now?
No. But I have it.
Okay, are you making something out of that ring, or are you splitting it for someone else? Because she keeps talking about the jewelry and how she... Did you already do that?
No, I gave it to my daughter, actually.
You gave it
to my mom's only granddaughter.
Okay, because she talks about that. So whatever it is around what you did with the ring, she's happy with that, and don't worry. Whatever decisions you make, she'll be fine with. They don't necessarily attach themselves to material objects and things like that, so just to let you know that. Some people think they do, but really they don't, from what they told me. Maybe some of them do, but not that I've ever found, maybe one or two of them. So please know and be at peace with whatever you did after her passing. And again, on this side, is there a Robert or a Bob that's on mom's side of the family?
Not that I know
They don't
of,
have to
no.
be passed. It could be who she's calling out to. Like, who's in your energy, who's in her family. So don't get stuck on just the names across.
All righty. I think we're going to have to leave it there because our lines are lit up. But,
Kathy,
thank you so much. Thanks for calling into the show. All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get to another caller. We have Rosemary calling in from the Bronx, New York. Are you with us, Rosemary?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Bobby.
Hi, thank you for calling in. Let me just get into your energy. Did you have a question, or did you want me to just tune into your energy?
Just tune into my energy.
Okay, so let me see what we have going on here. And, there's a lot of energy around you. I'm just going to tell you first and foremost that there is this big, huge golden light that's around you, and in the light, they show me healing and healer. Your guide stepped up, and they said, you are taking this to a level that you are supposed to go to. So before they're letting anybody in, this is who's speaking, and this is like the master guides coming down. They keep telling me, what are they saying? You are very, correct me if I'm wrong, but are you feverishly trying to learn and educate yourself about the metaphysical world in such a large way because you have a lot of energy behind you, and they keep telling me how special you are?
Yes,
you understand this? You understand this. Okay. They have thumbs up, and they're saying continue on your journey in the big way. They have lots of surprises for you, and they're saying that when the student is ready, the teacher shall come. So whatever road you're supposed to go down, they're going to put the teacher in your path, and you will know by using your gut that who you're supposed to go to. With you, there is a mother figure or a grandmother figure that watches over you and works with you, they said. Works with you. So that's kind of cool because I don't hear that quite often. Do you, Doreen?
Where not too much, no.
Yeah, they don't really say that. They are around you at times, but they're not really work with you. But this grandmother figure says that she's working with you. So I don't know if you prayed to her or if you're asking for her guidance or if you're asking for some type of acceptance, but she is with you in a very big way. She's almost guiding you. She keeps showing me, like, I know this woman that does, like, spiritual soaps and, like, I don't even know what else to call them. Not essential oils, but some type of soaps and oils and things like that. She actually came to one of my events and rented a table. So they keep showing me her. So I don't know if this is something that you're supposed to get into.
Because that's what I do as well.
You do that?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your validation that you're doing the right thing. But they're showing me you do this with a twist. They show me a twisty vanilla and chocolate cone. So that tells me, and I like to tell people what I see, how I know the information. They show me that. But what they're saying is there's, Your mom is saying, or your grandmom, I should say, it's with a twist. So you do this, but you've got to, there's something, you go another step. Do you understand that?
Yes, because I infuse
with them? Do you put any, like do you put infused, I don't know, flower petals?
Yes, I infuse with the archangel's energy in the product.
Okay. Oh, wow. There you go. Okay.
So that's your validation that you are going down the correct path. There's other things that they're going to have you put, I don't even know. They keep showing me like a bar of Neutrogena, like a glycerin soap, and they show me like things in the soap, like not just petals, flower petals, but maybe like metaphysical things, like maybe like stones or gems or something in there where maybe you infuse them, and then that gets put into, like, the actual soap, but it's almost, like, clear, and you could see through it, like a glycerin. So I don't know if that's the next thing that they have for you, but I feel like this is a very big, very big business for you. And it's more, you do it more out of love of your heart and your soul.
Yeah.
This is what you came to do. It's not really like a business, but it is a business because this is your life. This will be your life if it's not now, in a very big way. Your grandmother is smiling from ear to ear, and she says, I'm good. I'm really good. And she's so excited and so proud of you that you've listened to what you're supposed to be doing, to your guides and to your angels. And she's so, so happy. She sends love to everybody. And she keeps showing me, do you make one of her bakery treats? Or is there something with the I don't know if it's biscuits or some type of, I don't know. Did she speak Italian? Is there Italian or another language?
Well, I am Italian.
Did your grandmother speak Italian, or was that the great grandmother?
Because
I keep hearing the other language. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Well, I'm trying to think because I have all great grandmothers and grandmothers on the other side.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Well, you can just listen, write it down, and then you'll know who it pertains to. But they keep showing me this, and they keep showing me, did somebody have macular degeneration or glaucoma or cataracts or something with the eyes? With that? Okay. I keep feeling like, is there a namesake for you? You're named after one of them?
Yeah, so she's giving it to you. That's her name, Rose.
Okay, so I always ask what's your name, what's your message, but okay, so that's what she's telling me. And there's so much love there. Just continue doing. She said you're meditating. So she said continue doing your meditation to raise your vibration, and you will be able to feel them more. I don't think you give yourself enough credit. I think that you are on a high level, but I don't know if you necessarily know, and I'm not putting you down or anything, but I don't know if you necessarily understand how to deliver the message without putting, as I say, without negating it. Like, I think you don't, your ego is making you think you're less than, but you're actually more than. So don't discount yourself or the messages from spirit. Remember this, please. Your message is, it is not made of you, it's what comes through you. So there's a big difference there in how you deliver the message. Do you deliver messages? I don't even know this is what she's telling me.
Yes,
this is great. Yeah.
Okay, you understand. Okay, because I know when they plug in, that's what they do. So I'm happy to have delivered the message to you, and thank you so much for calling.
All righty. Thank you, Rosemary. Have a great night. All right. I think we have time maybe for one more caller, and then we're going to go to a commercial break after that. So let's get Margie on the phone, calling in from California. Are you with us, Margie?
I am.
Hi, welcome
Margie
to the show.
Hi, I'm really excited. I'd love to have a little mini reading with Bobby.
Okay.
Okay, great. So let me just tune into your energy. Now, did you want me to just tune in, or did you want me to, did you have a question for me, or how do you want to work it?
Just go ahead and tune in.
See? Okay, wonderful. All right, wonderful. So I'm not sure if you heard about how I read is when I say a name, you just focus on the first letter or the sound of the first letter, and I also get last names as well. And when I refer to the left of you, that's your mother's side, and the right side, your dad. So let me just tune in and see what we got going on here. Okay, for you, I feel like I want to talk about the name David. I see the Star of David. When I see the Star of David, that means two things to me. There's a D name, the actual David, or somebody of the Jewish faith. Do you understand this?
My son is named David, and my father is named David.
Okay, wonderful. So basically what they're doing is they're trying to validate and give you evidential information that into your energy, and then we're going to start and see where we're going with this. I feel like your life has been a client. This is how they talk to me. I think it's your dad's, I think it's your grandfather figure, because it feels to me like a father. So when I feel the father figure, it would be dad, grandpa, father-in-law, or even great-grandfather if you're young enough and your dad and your grandfather are still here, then it would be the next in line. I do feel like the wisdom or the knowledge and the thoughts are coming from the dad's side. So I'm going to just go there and say that he keeps talking about the ladder of success for you. So I don't know if you put a lot of pressure on yourself to get up that ladder of success, but I see like you're already halfway there. So I don't know, but I feel like sometimes he's telling me that you have difficulty deciding what it is that you want to do. It's like you want to do this, this, and this. I feel you have a whole creative side to you, and he keeps telling me that he is there, and he is there for you, and I feel like he holds his earlobe, and he's telling me, I hear you. So I don't know if it's him that you directly pray to, or if he's the one that can take the prayer to wherever it's supposed to go. But he makes me feel like somebody like a baseball player, or did somebody have bursitis in their arm, or what's with the shoulder and the rotator cuff? I feel like there's an issue there. Either he had that, or he's talking about the one that's still living that has that. And this would be on your dad's side now, or if you're married or have a significant other, it may be on that side, but I'm on the male side of you, the energy. Excuse me, let me interrupt you for 1 minute. They keep showing me colon cancer or prostate cancer or something below the belly button in that area. I feel like there was something affected there before they passed. Okay, that might not be how they passed, but that's what they had. Go ahead.
My dad is still alive.
And
I didn't know anybody on my dad's side, you know, like my grandfather, very well. But some of this...
Well, you have to write down the information, because that's what he's sending through. And I didn't feel like it was your father. I felt like more it was either grandfather or great-grandfather. But I also feel like, does somebody have an aneurysm or a stroke? I feel like I'm on mom's side with that. They're showing my Aunt Louise. Sometimes when they show me a person in my family, it means that person's name they want me to say, or they want me to talk about the situation. So I see an aneurysm or explosion. And sometimes the aneurysms can be the head, the heart, or the stomach. So right now I feel like I want to talk about either that name, the L or the EL, and I feel like it's more on mom's side of the family or someone that had the stroke. So can you validate that?
Yeah, mom passed and wasn't from a stroke. My sister passed. And it wasn't from a stroke.
Okay. Did anybody have an aneurysm in the head, the heart, or the stomach?
No.
What's with the cancer then below the belt, below the belly button?
With my sister and myself had that kind of cancer.
Okay. As long as you understand where they're going with this, you have a couple of different energies here, and they're all kind of talking at once. And I know this is a short reading, but I just want to be able to validate for you who's coming through. So would the EL or the L make sense to you? Yes or no?
My name is Ellen. My middle name is Ellen. Uh-huh.
Okay. Were you named after someone that's cross?
Yes.
Okay.
Aunt Marge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As long as you understand what the validations are, again, evidential information that spirit is there, that they watch over you, they guide you. And when you talk to them, they hear you. I feel like you rely a lot on validation throughout your life. I feel like they are watching you every step of the way. They don't hang out with you every second of every day, but they do visit and they do guide you and allow you to ask them. You know, you can ask them for a sign, and I feel like there is definitely a butterfly that connects with your mother or sister. This is not who they are. It is what they send. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do understand
okay.
that symbol.
Okay.
Okay. So please
okay,
know that they are there and they love you.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave
thanks.
It there. Margie,
well,
thank you so much for calling into the show, though.
Sure. Thank you so much.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You.
Okay, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Bobby Allison, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com.
And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, 1-800-Flowers, Home Depot, Old Navy, QVC, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We've got Bobby Allison here with us tonight, and we've got time for one or two more calls. We're going to go to Glenn calling in from North Carolina. Are you with us, Glenn?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Bobby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so did you have a question, or did you want me to tune into your energy and see what comes through? Or who comes through?
Please tune into the energy.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, he said tune in.
Okay,
so
tune
I
in to
really
the energy connection.
Okay, because I can't really hear him.
Yeah, try to speak up a little bit louder, Glenn, so we can hear your voice.
Okay, I'm trying to tune into the connection. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to hear you because I need to hear your voice so I can tune in, but that's okay. So I feel like I have a grandfather figure from your, I believe it's from your dad's side. He keeps showing me, was he called Pop or Poppy or Pop-Up? Hello?
Probably Papa.
Yeah, you have to speak up, Glenn, because we can't hear you.
It's Papa.
Okay, Papa, he said, yeah.
Papa, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I feel like he steps up, but he's passed over. This man, the gentleman that I'm talking to is on the other side. He keeps talking about how proud he is of you for giving up, I don't know what this means, I hope you do, for giving up part of your life so you can take care of either your mother or your grandmother, or I feel like it's your mother, take care of your mother. Not sure if there's some illness around your mother or you took care of your mother, but he's trying to let you know how proud he is of you for doing this. And I feel like did you put your life on hold
taking
for
care
someone?
We're taking care of our grandson.
A grandson. They keep saying very proud of. But who's the woman that is that your wife that's helping take care of your grandson?
Yes.
Okay, because I see the woman. Okay, I got it. I wasn't sure if he was talking about taking care of your mother, but is there an older woman that you took care of as well before she passed?
Yes, my mother-in-law.
Okay, as long as you understand. Sometimes I misread it, but as long as you can understand it by me giving you this information. Can I ask you who is Donna or Derek or the D name? Is that connected to your grandson or to, there's also somebody, sorry, let me go here for one moment. I do have a younger soul that stepped up and they tell me to take a responsibility for their own passing. Something they did or did not do caused their passing. I'm not sure if they got up that day and said, today, I'm sorry?
It sounds like my son coming through.
Yeah. I feel like there's such apologies coming from him. He keeps going over and over and saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Please let them know that I'm okay. But he makes me feel like he's taking responsibility for this. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He keeps showing me lots of different things, and he said there are some things that should remain left unsaid, and there are some things that he can share. He will not do this on the radio, but he knows that you understand it and you know it. And he said the pure validation of him coming through to apologize to you and to his mother, he said, is above anything and beyond. He is an amazing soul, actually. And he said he knows, this is how he says it, I know that I was not raised this way. I was raised to be a better, good man, but I made choices that stopped me from my journey. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And he's very apologetic. He keeps saying it over and over. And I'm like, how many times would you like me to say that? And he said, just keep saying it because that's what he needs to feed you so that you understand. Would there be, you know, I don't want to get too graphic or too personal with you because it is over the air, but I do see, is somebody a gun collector or was there a cop, a hunter? I keep seeing above his energy the gun. Do you understand that?
He did some hunting when he was young.
Did you teach him how to hunt? Did you, something that you did together, like a memory?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he shot his first deer when I was with him.
Okay, so what they do is they give you evidential information, something that you can connect to so that you know it's him, okay? He keeps showing me about, did somebody have like a different, two different color eyes? Why is he pointing to the eyes and tells me two different color eyes? Or did somebody have like a little speck in, or did he, or maybe his child, have a little speck of, like, I'm just going to use it for instance, like if they had a brown eye, they have like a little speck of blue or another, something about the eye and the different color eyes. What does that come in?
Doesn't ring a bell right
like
now.
I'm sorry?
I said it doesn't ring true right now.
Okay. Was there a husky dog?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, because that's the eyes they were showing me, but I didn't know. They never showed it to me like that before, but they keep showing me like a husky where their eyes are just, like, may have different color eyes or something about the eyes, how intense they are. So I'm going to just stay with that because I feel like that's the right thing to say. He keeps showing me he drops the coins. That's your sign when he's around the most. He's not around 24/7, he says, but people call him in. Everybody keeps calling him in. He shows me two J's. Is there JJ or GJ?
Well, GG is my initials.
Okay, got it. Just as long as you understand it.
Okay.
I think we're done. I think we're only going to
have time to maybe get to one more. So we're going to leave it there with you, Glenn, but I hope this helped you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Alrighty, I know this hour goes super duper fast.
I know.
Okay, so let's see if we can get to one more caller. I think we have Vicki calling in from New York. Are you with us, Vicki?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to turn you right over to Bobby.
Hi, Vicki.
All right.
Hey, Bobby,
how are you? Good.
Good. Now, can you talk up just a little bit so I can hear you? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Is that better?
A little bit. I hear like it sounds like you're in traffic or something, but I'll try to, just by what you said, I'll try to tune in. So did you want to ask me a question, or did you want me to tune in and give you what I get?
No, you could just tune in.
Okay. So the first thing I'm seeing is I had a girlfriend from childhood that her son passed. And they keep showing me the son. Do you know anybody with a C or a K that passed at maybe 18 or 19 years old? It doesn't have to be directly connected to you, but they keep showing me this. He had an addiction. It's a C or K name. They keep showing me that. I don't know if you're in New York on Long Island, but this is where they're bringing me. This is where I'm from.
Yeah.
And they keep. Do you understand that?
Okay. I don't know who that is.
That's okay.
My grandmother's initials were C K, but.
I can't hear you. Say that again.
I said my grandmother's initials were CK.
Oh, that's so weird. Why would they show me him? Okay, okay. Well, let's see if she's talking. We'll see. Was it also a Teresa connected or a T name?
No.
First name or last name on your, is that your grandmother on your mom's side or your dad's side?
My mom.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'm on your mom's side, so I want to go with the T name. Either they're calling out to the T name, or she's with the T name. And she keeps talking about her lipstick and her hair being set.
That's my grandmother.
She always had to make sure that she looked good. She didn't want to go out looking, I don't even know what word she's using, because I can't really make it out, like I don't know, something like that. She's like, yeah, no, I have to look good. So she still looks like that, but she's younger now. So she's like taking her hand and she's poofing her hair all around, and she's so excited to be here. She goes, oh, I'm so excited. And she keeps showing me a rotary dial phone, and she's laughing. Did she always have one of those, or did she not want to change to, like, push button or even to the new phones? Because I keep seeing this old rotary dial phone that hangs on the wall. And she's laughing, and she's talking about the phone. So I don't know what she's laughing about. I don't know if there's a funny story, but you have to ask your family. It's quite funny the way she shows it to me. She shows me all Gerber daisies. She hands you a bouquet of flowers. Beautiful. She says, happy birthday. So in the last 4 weeks or the next coming 4 weeks, there's a birthday, either hers or somebody in the family. And she shows me the P, like Patty. Who's that?
No, Patty, but
don't listen to the name, just the letter. People always get stuck on that. Okay, so the birthday wishes go to your daughter. Was there anybody that was in the last 4 weeks as well?
Yeah, mine.
Okay, so there you go. There's your birthdays. Happy birthday. And she shows me Vita, Renee, or an R name as well, but I don't think the R name is passed. I feel like the R name is still living, and she shows me a connection south of New York. So I want to go like Jersey, Pennsylvania, Carolinas, Virginia's, or Florida, or even over to Texas. That's how she's bringing me. So where's the connection for her connected there?
Not sure on that one.
All right, you can ask the family, because I know we only have a few minutes. She talks about the knee. Did somebody just have knee surgery, or did she have a blown-out knee, or did she have something wrong with the leg, one of the legs?
My father has a knee issue.
Okay, is he going in for surgery?
No.
Or does he need surgery, something with the knee replacement? And is there a Thomas or a T name on that side?
No.
Tony, Timmy, Tommy, Tony, first name or last name on dad's side. You have a lot of people on the other side, I'll tell you that right now. The room is filled up, and they're all screaming names and dates and who's got this ailment. I feel like somebody's deaf in one ear. They keep showing me, like, the ears clogged or the hearing, hard of hearing on that side.
Yeah,
but I think, yes, I know you know it because they keep showing me it all over. But please know that she hears you. She watches over your children or the children in the family. She loves to check on the children. She actually keeps showing me that I don't know if she passed a long time ago or if there's been a baby born since she's passed, but she shows me she likes to read the stories with the little kids, with the babies, with the young ones, like younger than five.
No little kids.
Who's Kathy or Kelly or Kathleen? Who's that?
No, I don't know. We only have Jewish names on this side.
I can't hear you. I can't hear her. Say that again.
No, we have no names like that. Only Jewish.
Don't
names.
Listen to
nothing.
The name. Just the letter. Who's the hard C or the hard K that's in on your grandmother's side?
That's my grandmother, Claire. That was
okay. Okay, so that's why she's trying to get through. I can hardly hear you. So sorry.
That's okay.
Can you hear me now?
That's okay. Yeah, we can hear you, but we're pretty much at the end of the call now. But
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling in. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, this hour goes super fast, but we are just about out of time. But I do want to thank our guest, Bobby Allison. Thank you so much for doing the show with us tonight. We love having you here.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, and then if any of our listeners want to schedule like a private reading with you, what's the best way to reach you? Through your web address?
Yes, my website is www.bobbyallison.com, and that's BOBBIALLISON.com. Click on the contact and send an email over, and one of my assistants will get back to you.
Awesome. That's great. Well, thank you so much again for being with us. We also want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And once again, we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. There's lots of things for you to check out on the website. You can see all of our events and sign up for our newsletter. We also hope you'll join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.